No. And I said, why? He said, because I just kept thinking of all the past sexual experiences. And I just couldn't keep my mind pure. With his own wife on his own honeymoon. It's recycling the past. Young people, at this point in your life, you're filling up your memory bank. And I'll promise you this, that if you stick stuff in there that's sinful, Satan is really good at recycling that stuff. It isn't just when you did it, it comes back. Just like the images of those videos you shouldn't have seen, the images on the internet you shouldn't have seen, the movies you shouldn't have seen, the lyrics to the songs you shouldn't have heard, the images that were vividly portrayed in your mind when you were reading something you shouldn't read, it doesn't go away. It makes vivid, vivid memories, particularly if you're sitting in a theater watching people doing things they ought not to be doing and they're 25 feet high in full color. Tough images to forget. But what happens is you cherish the memory of past sins. I can't tell you how many times I've talked with homosexuals who've come to know Christ and I've asked them how they're doing, and inevitably, and we've had a lot of them converted at Grace Church, and you wouldn't even know this about them. Numbers of them have married and gone on with life, but inevitably they tell me the same thing. They just can't get rid of those past experiences. They keep recycling. That's why David said this. David said to God in Psalm 25:7, "Do not remember the sins of my youth." What was he doing? He was saying, "God, would you please forget what I can't? I can't forget it." In Ezekiel 23, the Lord condemned Israel. And the way he did it, why he compared Israel to a harlot, prostitute named Oholibah. And this is what he said about the harlot that was analogous to Israel. Quote, Ezekiel 23:19, "She multiplied her harlotries." In other words, she was just engaged in multiplied prostitution. How? How did she multiply her harlotry? Listen to this. "By remembering the days of her youth when she played the harlot." In other words, he says, Israel is like a harlot who gets old. And all she's got is a lifetime of harlotry to remember. And that's Israel. Israel is plagued by the memory of all its youth and all the harlotry. Satan will take the garbage of your past, and you don't have much of a past yet, so protect your past by protecting your present, because you're going to always live